Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Blois Olson joining us, as he always does, with the morning take. I was listening yesterday, and a number of things caught my eye, caught my ear. Blois, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You say in the morning take a possible strike of airport plow workers? Tell me that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I saw this coming up last night and thought to myself, you know, if there's one thing that we can't deal with in Minnesota, we've dealt with a pandemic, we've dealt with civil unrest, but please don't let the airport plow workers strike. So, yeah, they have voted to strike. Their contract is up. This is not just MSP, but this is Flying Cloud and Holman Field and all the regional airports. They're members of the Teamsters Union. I would expect that the airport would find a way to get this done. They have several labor agreements with several groups at the Airports Commission. So, you know, this is probably just a flare thrown out there, Paul, but I definitely think that if there's ever been a time after last weekend, after Friday's storm, that a union has leverage, I think that would be what we define leverage. In fact, any future labor management training I have, I'm going to use this headline as the greatest sign of leverage.
Please, God. I hope they come to some sort of an agreement here and quickly. Hey, on the Sunday take, you brought up Governor Walz. The email question refuses to go away, right?
It does. It's not necessarily, I don't think it's necessarily a big conspiracy or a scandal or anything like that. But I received on Friday, late Friday, a data request I put in that showed all the data requests the governor's office had received, how long it had taken them to fulfill them and who had fulfilled them. And we'll have a link to that in this morning's morning take. But sometimes, and granted, we had a pandemic and a lot of things going on, but sometimes it took 8 to 10 months for media to get their data requests, their email, and the governor's emails are public. The governor's staff's emails are public. And a lot of the requests that took the longest time had to do with civil unrest and COVID. And so I think there'll be more questions raised about this. The Public Records Media Group, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, volunteer-led organization, is asking a lot of questions too. And so it's just kind of a subtext of the era we live in right now.
Should I keep my secret AOL account, Blois?
Well, you know, I think we all have a secret email account, but I gave up my AOL account a long time ago, Paul, so go for it.
My co-host Jordana still has. has an AOL account, and I try not to make fun of her for that. I had an Earthlink account until just recently, so okay. And also, the Sunday Take, I know you interviewed Senator Klobuchar, and the subject of Instagram came up. Can you give listeners a quick recap? What were your takeaways?
Well, that she's just not going to let up on Facebook, now called Meta, which owns Instagram. She is not going to let up on them until there's some tools or there's more transparency into the data they collect and how they use it and how they use it to make money, even off of teenagers. I think she's going to be tenacious on this one, and it's not going away anytime soon.
Kimberly Potter, the trial resumes this week. Again, what is top of mind? What should listeners be looking for this week?
You know, I mean, I think this is one of those very compelling kind of each side presenting their case. There's going to be several experts this week, and I think those experts, you know, give the jury a lot of context. As I've watched trials over the years, that the context from the experts makes you think differently. That's kind of, you know, objective. Obviously, the defense and the prosecution will bring their experts, but it just gives you more context in the case.
You doing okay? How's your holiday wish list going?
Well, I don't have a long wish list, but I did do some shopping over the weekend. And last year was the first time I ever completed my shopping before Christmas Eve. Wow. So let's just put it this way that, like, you know, I'm going to be 50 next year, Paul. So I've made progress, and I may, once again, 2 years in a row, complete my shopping before Christmas Eve.
Are you an online guy, or do you still like to go into the shops, or both?
Both. I like to go into the shops, but I will say that there's been some lines at some shops that have deterred me from waiting, you know, a half hour. So, and I had some unexpected travel. So I online this weekend was very, very efficient.
Yeah, I like mixing it up, but then you wait for the UPS guy, and yeah, is he going to get here by Christmas? Do I have to worry about that? Tracking my deliveries, there's no perfect way.
I have my own surprises. All the boxes come, and then I throw them all in a big pile, and then I look at them and figure out what I got the night before I wrap. So there you go.
But I can never remember who gets what. So it's,
exactly, Paul. We can compare notes.
These are first world problems, yeah. Okay, Lois, thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.